Yo, welcome to Mansell's World Podcast. You know, first episode, doing this with my boys. I got my boy Per two times, 95 Dan. I got yes, DJ sir. And DK behind the camera. I got Frank behind the camera. I got Big KK in the house with us today.
Big bro.
Special guest.
You know, we're going to start this first one off. First of all, you guys got to introduce yourself. I'll say one for myself in a little bit, maybe later. But Perry, you want to introduce yourself? Let the people know who you are.
Don't cough in the mic.
I cough, right? I'm like, damn.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I'm Per two times, artist out here in Salt Lake. Grew up out here. Born in South Dakota, but you know, I don't really claim that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding, nah. But yeah, I've been in Utah for 15 years. You did.
I didn't even know they had black people in Dakota, but.
Oh, bro, the only black people you're going to see is Sudanese niggas.
Oh, yes. You good. You good.
But, yeah.
First episode, guys. How we doing it?
You know, yeah. Anyways, 95 Dan, born and raised Salt Lake City. Artist as well. Been doing my thing with Per two times for a minute. Yeah, we out here doing it, man. This is just another step, another thing we trying to add to the arsenal of shit we doing, you feel me?
I love that. But if you guys didn't even know about these guys, we go way back.
Way back.
Way back. He knew my dad before he knew me.
I knew this dude's dad. I knew this dude's dad before him. His dad used to come to church every weekend in the freshest suits all the time. No while this boy was living. Where were you living at? Idaho?
No, at that time I was in Nebraska.
Bro, dad came in with the alligator shoes. The alligator soap.
To this day.
To this day.
Nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed. But yeah, no. Yeah, we go way back. We started, what, college? What? 2012, 2013.
So the thing is, I think I remember the day I met Per. I have no recollection of the day meeting you. The first memory I have, though, do you remember that house? The dude, I don't know who it was. He always used to throw a party on 4th of July. Sugar House.
Oh yeah.
I just remember like seeing you there, and we dapped up like we already were buddies. So like I just, that's like the first time I remember seeing you. But
probably faded as fuck.
Yeah. You know my memory, though, so it's like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
remember Tab, the dude that would get on the roof and put on the cape, the suit, or the American flag on his back?
I do not remember that.
How did he get up there?
Oh, no. But he was big as shit.
Wait, he just...
Hey, he was big.
He probably climbed up.
He just jumped up there.
Superman hops. He put on that cape and he was flying.
Bro, yeah, no, that party was lit, though. That was one of the, bro, that summer, I think, oh, yeah, that's the summer we first really started kicking it. And then we used to go to Isaiah's house all the time.
Yeah.
The basement parties.
Yeah, that probably had to be like
2013, 14.
Yeah.
That was like right
before. If it was summer, it was probably 2014 then.
2014.
Because we went into college going into the fall of
2013. Yeah. But, that's, you were in Vegas at that time?
That was right before.
That was right before, okay.
Because I think I left to Vegas. Oh, yeah, I left to Vegas right before winter hit.
Yeah.
So, like, I left in, like, November.
That's 2014.
Yeah.
Nah, those, I remember those parties at Isaiah's house. Those were lit.
Bro, this is...
Had Chris behind the scenes filming.
We're doing promo videos. I don't even know if they're still on YouTube. Chris must have them. We were doing promo videos before people were actually doing promo videos. For house parties. Just for our little house parties.
That was back when we was DJing the house parties too, and the hookah lounges.
Oh yeah.
I know, like this started way long ago, like literally from house parties to small stages, venues. Now this man owns a bar. Like, what?
We interrupt the party, bring you our first sponsor, 25/8 Mobile Detailing. They want to show the community some love. So they are offering $25 off any purchase on all mobile detail service till the end of this month. All you have to do is use the promo code MWP at the time of services to get $25 off your purchase. Do you want to have a fresh car on your next road trip or date? Tap in with 25/8 Mobile Detailing at 25/8 Detailing on Instagram. You have till the end of the month to use the code MWP and start the year off fresh. Back to the pod.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the first thing we got to get into, right? We talk about the palace. You know, you see it on the cap. No cap. Yes, sir. Okay. John Stan exclusive, but
you
if you didn't know,
shout that boy.
Yeah, Manson got the spot, man. This is the home base now. You know what I mean? And now the ownership has gone through a change, and now we're, you know, only looking forward, only looking up. So how about you tell us about that, Manson?
Yeah, man. So, you know, now the palace is fully black owned, how it should be. And we just got some big changes we want to do. We're going to switch up the whole vibe and then make it a lot better. It's 2022. First year was cool, but this year we're really going to do it and then get warmed up for all the new things we got coming pretty soon, too. So I'm pretty excited for all that.
Leveling up. I like it.
But yes, hey, sir. You know what I mean? Like right now, everyone doesn't know. I'm low-key stressed, but it's like it comes with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to get through hell to get to heaven.
Exactly.
You got to be a warrior, so I'll just fight it out until it gets better.
Yep.
I think I'm going
to heaven. That's a whole nother episode.
I'm going to heaven. I'm a great guy. Everyone loves me. I'm a great guy. I'm nice to everyone. If you're drunk, I'll take care of you. Make sure you're good. Give you water. Sit you down. Find your friends. Call your mom. Whatever you need.
So what was how did the palace like come about? Like what was the first time you really sat down and
It was that COVID summer, that protest summer.
Oh yeah.
That's when I was at Cornerstop. Nico just randomly came up to me when I was working there. He's like, I need you to open this bar with me. Shout out to Nico's. And I didn't even know. Like it was like what, 2 Augusts ago? I didn't even know I ever owned a bar. Yes, I was doing little social Sundays at London Bell and then whatever we did at the Hookah Lounge. Like, yes, those were cool. Those were like way easier to do, you know what I mean? That was way easier to do it back then because you didn't got to worry about anything. You just do it. Just had to be low-key about it. Yeah. But now it's like I didn't know what I was getting into, but I decided to get into it. Just took the risk. I was like, bro, I ain't got it. I mean, this at this point in your age, like you're 25, so you're like 27. That's when people really don't like. That's when people like really start second guessing what they're doing in life.
Yeah.
So then
it's
I
like quarter life
yeah,
crisis.
Yeah, midlife, exactly. Bro. It's not midlife. That quarter life is like, what am I really doing? So I was like, I'm just gonna take the chance. Mm-hmm. Got some people in. I didn't know how to open a bar. Put the plan together. Did it. Had a phenomenal grand opening.
Yes, sir.
Bro, that night was amazing.
Yeah, overwhelming. Crazy. Overwhelming.
Bro, that you night was crazy.
Bro, you was by security that night getting harassed at the door.
Oh, my goodness. I had to take it inside. And I was like,
We even had to tell Purr, dog, just stay inside. Me and you cannot go at the front door at all.
Because everybody tried to name drop y'all. Because that's another thing if people are unfamiliar, like, I don't know what a comparison would be, but these guys, like, it seems like every single person in Salt Lake knows these two.
Perry got the mayor on his bio.
Yeah, so you know what I mean? The proof is in the pudding, as they say.
No, I haven't been a secretary since back in the day. I'm retired. Secretary's retired. I did my 8 years. I'm gone.
Nah, it was that really came about because Andrew Gomez and one of my, I got like a second family type vibe, but one of their sons, he would always tell me, bro, you're like the mayor. Everybody knows you. You're the mayor. And he would always, like, he's been saying this for years. So then finally I was just like, you know what? Like, everybody's starting to say, bro, you the mayor. So I'm going to just take that on. You know, second nickname.
Yeah. you got a couple of nicknames.
I know, right? Two times.
Snorlax. Everybody. Snorlax.
I'll make fun of my sleep apnea.
Simple.
Yeah.
Promiscuous girl. I
these guys know firsthand.
It gets a little perseverance.
Ugly. You got to persevere through a storm, my guys. You got to keep going, even when it's bad.
Yeah, nah. That's,
can't sleep, Bobby.
No, you can. You just gotta sleep first. I just gotta beat you to it.
Oh God!
Oh man, man.
That's a common thing to do when Per falls asleep.
Yeah, that's Ken. Oh, even after we met, that's when I moved to Vegas. Cause who was with us all the time? Ken.
Ken, shout out Ken. That's my boss.
Literally,
his boss. That's our homie joke. Too. That's our homie. It's my. So he's his boss. He's our friend. Our brother. Our security.
Now with his swole ass, he definitely security.
Our personal trainer.
Literally.
Literally. Whole bodybuilder.
Many different roles.
Yeah, we're in the same cell at one point.
Just kidding.
we tatted each other one time in the pan. It's cool.
Oh my goodness.
That's the homie. Went to Vegas.
Did you braid his hair in the pit?
Nah, bro. Hey, yo. No.
Hey. It is.
What did I do?
I do know how to braid, though. My mom taught me how to braid in case I ever got locked up. And I got to make some bread, you know, if I need a honey bun or something.
Pause. I had a very bad hair day.
Oh,
my
pause.
Man came through. My boy braided me up.
You see it between his legs?
It was fresh. It was you. You forgot?
Hey, I sat behind him.
Because he was standing. He had the couch. I was sitting on the couch, bro. I'm trying to sit on the floor when you get. I said pause already.
No, I'm saying pause on what I just said.
Oh, my bad.
But, why would you tell people that? Oh, well. I mean,
because
uncensored.
You are a person of many talents. I feel like if people got to know you, you might get a few more chicks off of this one.
Nah, no. I'm retired. I don't need girls anymore. I decided I'm going celibate all year.
Psych.
Why? Let's be honest.
Psych your ass, Manson.
Because I'm tired.
You had a wild year last year? Is that why? You feel like you got calmed down?
Man, I just been needed to calm down. Since I came out the womb, I needed to calm down.
Man, if you see Manson now, everybody should have seen you back in the Vegas days, bro. I don't know how you did it. This man was very generous enough to let even KK at one point would let us come and stay with them for free. Sometimes we'd be sleeping on the floor, but that was fine by me.
There'd be like 18 people. It would be like you guys
in a
like
two bedroom.
Girls.
Wild.
Okay. Hey, it's cool.
But we'd get back from the club at 6, 7, 8 in the morning, smoke a little hookah, calm down, go to sleep. This man would go straight to work, wake us up coming home from work, talking about, let's take shots.
You know, it's Vegas, baby. You guys are on vacation, all right?
That was different, bro.
Yeah, y'all was on vacation. Yeah, you gotta enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. You was just regular work day. We was on vacation though.
Yeah, I know. I gotta tell you, with everybody in the house, there was nights there was like 5 people in my room.
Oh my god.
5 people.
Bro, do you remember?
See, I'm not as generous as y'all, bro. I would not allow that.
Man, I don't. Bro, look, I won't listen. Listen, I don't care because guess who's not sleeping? Me. So y'all could all sleep. I'll sleep when you guys are up and moving. That's what I did. Y'all sleep at night. Sleep during the day.
I remember we got hoed over at Marquee.
With
Gucci.
Oh,
who? We went to Gucci and we got hoed.
Oh, when we was all the way in the back?
Bro.
In the back. Like on the other side of the outside part?
They gave us a TV.
Literally, we had to watch Gucci on a TV. Like, bro. I don't even know what the fuck what that was, bro. That shit was weird.
Hey, we got that shit lit, though.
No, I ain't gonna lie. One of my favorite videos, KK has it, and it's all of us on top of the couch. And at the same time,
you remember
time,
that? I'm throwing ice.
Bro,
I do not remember that.
Bro, I'm literally throwing ice.
KK's going
up,
crazy.
Pull that up, bro.
He's clapping, going crazy. No,
Morgan,
Reggie,
yeah, Reggie's
Reggie
like.
Was clapping.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
You think
baby?
We lit? Just wait till we talk.
I don't know how that happened.
Look, Daniel trying to get some free promo. Well, that was you?
Free promo, Yin Yang Tape, Volume 1 out now. Go stream that. Volume 2 coming very, very soon.
Very, very soon.
Ooh, let's hear it. Let's talk about that.
Oh, shit. All right, bet. All right. Shit. Motherfucking, no, I'm just playing. So we dropped Volume 1 May of last year. Did the listening party at the Palace. That shit was an awesome turnout. That shit was a great night.
One of my best Thursdays.
Thursdays, Thursdays, you dig?
It's coming in soon.
But yeah, we just locked in after, just kept making song after song, book more studio time. So we just really in there more than I've ever been in there, you know what I mean? Really kind of just...
Did you guys double up on you guys' like days there?
Basically, yeah. And we doubled up again for this year now. So now we're in there like 4 to 5 days out of the week. And Yeah, it's like I'm kind of at the point where it's just like I'm putting everything into it. Yeah, we just all in at this point.
Stay busy.
Yeah, and I think we just the more we've recorded and just got this work ethic down, we've really tapped into another level as far as just making sure everything is as good as it can possibly be, you know. And the mixing and mastering process gets very tedious. Like, we have like 7 to 10 versions of every song that we have to just keep making changes to. And but you know, we've pushed ourselves to get to like a whole nother level, especially our engineer. Shout out to Steven. Just want to make sure I give him his flowers, you know what I'm saying? But
that's my boy.
Yeah, he's the wizard, bro. The way he be behind that.
He's going to make me famous.
Nah, for real. We got to
get back in the stew.
Yes, sir. But, I mean, yeah, you want to give your take on it?
Yeah. Yin Yang Tape was like, I feel like it was just a start to us really being like who, identifying ourselves and like being like, all right, this is who we are, and like we are taking on this music, not just for the fact of like, oh, we're trying to get the biggest audience, or like when we really took it upon ourselves to like, we really take this seriously, we love this, and it's like when we're doing it, it's like some of the best moments. So it's like, why not try to be there and create all the time and just enjoy that, you know, creativity, exercising that art, bro. I feel like a lot of people have a lot of forms of different art, you know what I'm saying? Manson's a whole art himself. That boy could paint, you know what I'm saying?
I could do everything but sing.
Yeah. Basically. I mean, when you're on the mic, you sound like Lil Wayne with that auto-tune. No cap. Y'all got to hear
new Lil Wayne coming soon. Lil Mance.
But yeah, no, I mean, like, I feel like Yin Yang Tape Volume 1 was just like, all right, like, we going to, all right, bet. When we drop this, people going to really take a look at it and be like, oh, they're not playing. And Yin Yang Tape Volume 2 is more like, oh, it's a level up. Like, we're making music that's really, like, giving you an experience, like, with the things that we're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? Like, last year was a crazy year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even within the last 4 months of last year, I had 8 cousin deaths, like, personal cousins out in Nebraska. Like, I couldn't even go to their funerals because it wasn't safe for me to go out there. My mom didn't want me to go. So it's, like, towards the end of the year and stuff like that, and then, like, having those emotions and like being in the stew, it created just a whole nother like mindset.
And a whole nother per two times.
Yeah, a whole nother per two times.
If it's per two times, and if it's like times two, what do we do that?
Yeah.
What was that, like per squared or something? Per squared. Like per squared or something like that.
Per squared. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Nah, should be that. The solo album, per squared.
Oh my God. I ain't gonna lie, bro. When I was thinking like artist name, that came up, and I'm like, nah,
that's too square. Hey, yo, hey, square. Hey, yo, square, what's up, man?
I'm like, bro, I'm not even going to give them that. I'm not going to give them. Yeah, the two times just stuck, you know, per. First and last name the same. So it's just, yeah. It just makes sense.
I feel government. Like you came up with your rap name like that, too. Like, I went through like 5 different ones because, like, I got a wide ass name, so it's like.
Bro, when I was younger, I can't. When I was like 6th grade, when I used to rap and shit, I used to go by Lil M.
Lil M?
Lil M is the name. Rapping is the game, and the way that just. Yeah, the Annihilators, man.
No, that's funny.
That's no, you got a good name. It sticks. For sure it sticks.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like on this path that we're doing right now, and it shows in the music when you guys hear this, it's like, this is what we're meant to do, man. Like, that's why we're exercising our minds are really pushing ourselves to be in the studio. And like, people will start to understand once they really see like how we moving. I mean, we moving already and people are already starting to see, but like with this upcoming year, it's really gonna be special. People really gonna hear us.
Yeah, and I feel like the genuineness, and I feel like just like where our energy is, I've been I mean, I guess I'll be candid with it. I've been microdosing like heavy over the past like year, and I feel like that put
I
witnessed it too. I saw that shit too.
Yeah, I feel like it kind of made a switch in my mind where it's like I kind of understand energy now more, and like the power of like what you actually say, like what you put out in the universe, you're gonna get that shit back, whether you like mean it or not. You know what I'm saying? I'll give you an example. Like back in the day when I was depressed, I would say like fuck my life, all that shit, and then it was just nothing was going on. You know what I'm saying? And then when I started switching my attitude, and now I'm saying like, you know, when this will happen, not if. You know what I'm saying? Everything just starts lining up in like crazy ways, just out of nowhere, and you just gotta like really put a positive energy. And I feel like the universe.
When you say that, when I said like fuck my life, I would be like fuck my life.
Yeah, basically, huh?
Oh yeah, you gotta watch this. You gotta watch this.
Section 32
Bro, why don't I remember that?
I'm throwing ice.
You're going crazy.
I'm throwing ice.
Fucking Manson, bro.
Oh yeah, the one girl he fell in love with that he just met. Who? Remember that?
Ahmed?
Donnie.
Oh, Donnie.
Remember when that girl that started with one of Mix's friends that was thrown up?
Oh no. Oh, yep.
She was on me too.
Shout out to Donnie for that.
That girl got wheelchaired out the club.
Oh, bro, you never. How many? Bro, that's the worst thing to do in Vegas is get pulled out of the club on a wheelchair.
Oh, that's terrible.
Then, hey, no, hold on, hold on. Someone got pulled out on a stretcher at the Palace.
On a stretcher?
Yes, they brought the stretcher. Wow. I remember that. I was outside and I just all of a sudden noticed ambulance pull up and they just don't even talk to anyone. Don't even talk to security. They just walk past. With a stretcher rolling in, and then pick up a girl from the bathroom. I guess she was just knocked out in the bathroom.
Man, that's crazy.
That's wild.
Bitch, don't get too comfortable.
Kip, can I say something real, like, pushing the limits?
What?
I think Travis got it from you, bro.
What?
I think Trav got the people going on stretches from you, bro.
Nah.
Oh, boy. Hey. We support Travis, you know, what he's trying to do and change.
It's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
That's my.
You. There's no way you're gonna. Yeah.
No way.
There's no way you're gonna see people that are dropping to the ground in a crowd of 50,000 people that are standing up, and it's very hard to hear people in the back that are saying stop the show, when you got. He's got earbuds in. The speakers are louder than ever, especially on a set size that massive. There's people screaming in general. There's people singing along. There's lights. There's smoke. Like, you just got to break this shit down logically. Don't be one of them virtue signalers. Yeah, I said that right?
I don't even know. I've never heard that word. But
virtue signaling, right. it's like when you just like try to act like you care about shit just to like
just
so
clout.
People think it's, you yeah, like yeah, yeah, it's like that fake woke shit.
Like you know shit.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Well, you just
reading a headline and then basing their opinion off the headline.
And add shit up that doesn't even go together and just be like, oh, this is relevant to this. This is why this happened.
And no one's putting blame on, like, the people that were just acting crazy, like, standing on top of the ambulance, golf carts.
We've,
the people that were bringing.
We've experienced this, though.
Yeah.
We experienced this in a nightclub in Vegas with grown-ass people. Like,
yeah,
grown-ass
and
men.
That's the thing is, it's like
in
Travis.
Suits.
Very, very much so. Like security. I'm not talking about even people that were like there. Like security just tripping just on the fact that Travis brings like a rager mosh pit type of crowd and security just panics. Like you got your head cut open on the microphone. Like a security hit him on the head with the microphone. Bonked your ass, bro.
That was hella bad.
No reason.
You was leaking too.
Hey, Reggie was like, hey, bro. We gotta go. Or AJ, shout out AJ. He's like, bro, we gotta go. And I was like, nah, bro, I'm good. I'm thinking it's sweat. I look at my hand, I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta go. Take me to the back. Yeah, man, that shit sucked.
Yeah, we gotta break that story down.
Nah, this is what happened. So, raging. Travis jumps down.
No, he fell.
Oh, he fell. We
But not like he just kind of like missed a step and y'all caught him.
Chilling. Yeah. Everything's good. He's like cool. Everyone's good. Doing his thing. Security just comes and starts shoving us. Like move back. And I'm just walking back, and all of a sudden I just get bink. The hell! I looked at the dude because he hit Reggie too, and Reggie's like, what? Wow. Starts choking him. And after I got binked right after, I just saw him. I just, boom. And he just dropped.
And Travis was trying to stop it too. Because he was sitting down and he was like, hey, he was telling the security, chill out.
Yeah.
And then see, like, even just with that, like, he literally had the show stop. You know what I'm saying?
And that's, you were good. And guess what? I learned my lesson. Don't go in the crowd. Ever since then, I don't go in the crowd no more.
I mean, if you go in the crowd, you know.
You know what time it is. Have a backpack full of water.
Yes. Hydrate.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of people didn't do that. They just, no. They were sitting there for 8 hours in Texas heat.
That's another.
Body to body.
Liquid IVs.
Because remember in Vegas when we're like, if you had to keep your hands up just to be around. Like,
yeah. You have to be able to handle yourself in a Travis Scott show. I feel like that's very apparent. Like, this guy has been doing it since 2013 on like a pretty noticeable level.
If you knew.
You know what I'm...
If you knew
if, back Yeah, then. If you knew back then. But now it's like, since Astroworld dropped, he's top five, if not top three in the game. So everybody knows what it is. Like, that reputation precedes him. There's never been anything this serious at any Travis Scott concert before. So people are just like really like acting woke and all this bullshit. No one's really putting, like, and I'm not trying to insult anybody, but there were multiple parents that were bringing 5-year-olds, 7-year-olds, all this shit. Like, what the fuck are you, like, what kind of a parenting decision is that?
My kid's not going.
No, and on a festival level too, there's going to be a big percentage that are rolling, coked out, tripping on whatever,
everywhere at a festival,
drunk. Like, that's not an environment for anybody under 18, to be honest. So it's like that.
Anybody under the age of 21, maybe 25, you don't got
your man. You gotta be 18. You gotta be an adult because you gotta go, bro. You can lose your friends in festivals like that. You know what I mean? People get
and
lost.
It's happened before. People are acting like this is happening. Like, this is the first time that anything like this has happened. This happened at Woodstock, which is like one of the most like peaceful, like hippie concerts ever. So it's like, chill out with all that.
Leave Woodstock. People used to pass out.
Don't worry, Travis.
These all get carried out of Michael Jackson concerts.
Yes.
People used to pass out when he just come out and just stand there.
The worst part, Mike never got no criticism of negativity.
No.
People was passing out just because.
They passed out.
Bro, he flick his hair.
Because they were surprised and they were so shocked because Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Well, and the thing with today now too is like social media makes everybody think they have a voice and like that people want to hear what they have to say. Like, that's what that like button does, like in your head.
That, shit to yourself.
It's proven that it's a dopamine release, so people get addicted to that, and then like people that just aren't happy with their lives just project that shit on social media. Like, that's why I hate posting, but I have to just because of, like, what we're trying to do. So it's like...
No, you have to market yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all
that shit is for, though.
Like, right now, this is the only thing. Look, if you want to make it, learn how to market yourself, establish yourself, and then whatever you do after that, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still work, but it's so much easier.
Yeah, and the business side is, like, 80% of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But that 20% so it's like, is what puts you on.
Yeah. Me and Per were having this conversation the other day. Like, making the music is the easiest part. Dropping it is the hardest because you really got to line it up and market it. And that costs God knows what. You know what I mean? Because this shit gets fucking expensive, bro.
Yeah, it's like, getting Ghost, shout out to Ghost. Like, getting Ghost, I was like one of the, I mean, besides like SLC Pigs, shout out to them too. Like, those are the first people, like, I actually... Because think about all the things I did. I really didn't have, like, no promo videos or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was just literally based
That's why you a legend. You build that shit off, just like, off the muscle.
Yeah, so, like, if you get that, that's... If you market yourself, bro, you can do anything.
Yeah. And we got, like, a bunch of promo videos that you guys going to be on the lookout
for. Promos videos are killing the game right now.
We got videos in the works already, so...
Shout out to Udo.
We're definitely taking up a notch in that market.
Yeah, hey, your camera guy's nice.
Right? Shout out to Udo, man.
I like
man.
That old school ass camera. That shit is lit.
Yeah.
I want to throw a 90s party and have him fucking do it for me.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick, huh?
90s party. That motherfucker's wicked. Shout out to Chris, too, though. Like, we got to give Chris his props, too. Sir. That's my motherfucking brother since day one.
Day one.
But he be doing major. He be so busy, we can't even lock something in with him if we wanted to. That motherfucker be on the move. So shout out to Chris, man. Shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, man. Like, we got so many people just...
No hate. All
shit.
Yeah, all love, man.
We got our brother Cordero. Got Mr. Fries that just opened up.
Yes, sir.
You know, the Corner Stop.
Definitely. He's doing it.
Palace.
He's definitely somebody that you take a look at, and you know, you could get inspired by. You're like, you know, seeing him really coming up and doing this, it's like, bro, that's, I'm just happy he's able to do that and also put on for the city and like show other people around that you can actually do it too. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of the society norms.
Yeah. And everybody in this room putting on for the city. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we getting this shit popping with this podcast right here. Frank and Dino coming through clutch. Dino fucking stepping it the fuck up. DJing every goddamn where in Salt Lake City now. You know what I'm saying?
The price went
like, up. It's, you know, it's all these visions and dreams we had, like, collectively together back in the day. And now we're all, like, actually executing. You know what I'm saying? We were really living, a like, the lifestyle that fits with owning a bar, you know what I'm saying? Before it was,
I feel like,
but
we got lucky though in like 2014, 2015 in Vegas. I feel like we got really blessed.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Bro, that like, I think because that's when people were thinking I was like rich. I was like, no, I'm not. I just know people.
No, we were
like,
getting blessed. Yeah, and that goes back to networking, bro. That shit's fucking important.
We used to go to the bank, get the free tables at the bank.
Yeah.
Shout out the bank. Shut down, but man.
It's funny because we leveled up in clubs. Like, it started out the
bank. Oh, yeah, we started at the bank, and then we started going to bigger clubs.
Mm-hmm. And literally going
once
crazy.
We figured out the game, it's like, oh, yeah, what? I get it free if I have even balance of girls?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're going to go early. Damn, fuck going early, but we'll go early.
Yeah.
There'll be a long ass line. We get up there. I walk long all the way line, to the bro. Back of the line. Find some girls. Be like, hey, you guys want to walk in right now? And they'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, bring them all
and
in.
And that shit hit a different level too once we met Busy and he started blessing us too.
Yeah, yeah. Facts. Busy was giving us dope.
Because that was when Travis was in his prime as far as those Vegas shows are concerned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was residency up out there.
Yeah, Travis show. I remember when.
Remember, I used to tell you guys, bro. That week when he was there every week for a month.
Yeah.
Went to every show.
Bro.
No, and then we went to the concert, so we went to like 7 shows in a month.
Literally. I was flying out, driving out, every show.
I remember we went so often that the security guard offered me a job. He thought I lived there.
I will never forget.
I don't remember that.
Hey, I will never forget the day you brought your whole passport, your whole kit and caboodle. Nigga Prez,
I'm mad. Fucking Vegas problems, bro.
Perk came to the club with his resume and his birth certificate.
Oh my goodness. Yo.
Trying to get hired.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. This is a crazy story. I don't know why I did this, but I did it. I don't know. But I enjoyed myself at the end of the night. But I didn't have my ID, my actual card, and they don't. In Vegas, they don't accept your temporary card.
Yeah.
Tell me why I brought my birth certificate.
You did in a folder.
In a folder.
Yeah. In a folder. And then he's holding it up in the crowd like, hey,
in the crowd.
I'm ready for Travis.
Hey, he got his whole life in his hand.
Yo,
willing to risk it all, like, Travis. I love you.
Travis!
Yo,
Travis!
And it's so crazy. I'm like thinking about it now. I'm like, bro, what was I doing?
You love Travis, man. We know.
I don't think none of us knew what we were doing. But we were just in the right place, bro, at the right time.
Yeah, I used to be like, crazy. Hey, once I seen the flyer, I'm like, hey, yo. Oh, bet. We're going to plan it out right now.
No, shout out to Liam, but the reason why I brought it is because when Liam got did dirty.
Oh, no, he didn't get did. He did himself dirty.
He left it at the house.
I love you, Liam, but I'm sorry.
That was the saddest thing.
You got to check.
That was so sad.
You got to quadruple check before you get in the car. You got your goddamn wallet.
So sad. But that was sad.
I've never seen a more hurt human being in my life.
Hey, that was probably our top, like our number one night, actually.
Yeah, bro.
I'll say second. Top three. Because when we got home and we're like, yo, this happened, blah, blah. He's just sitting here and we're all gassed up.
Oh, my God.
He just missed the whole show.
Bro, he was so hurt, bro. And not only that, that's when the Warriors won the championship. So we had the whole Warriors. Manson's in the section with Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. at one point in the show. That was Hakkasan.
Yeah. And then Draymond came down to the mosh pit. And that's when I got the mic for Goosebumps for the first time. Acapella, bitch.
Acapella. Literally, I remember Daniel.
The security guard tried to.
I was right next to Daniel, and he goes, he asked Travis while Travis, after Travis performed the song, and he was like, yo, let me get the verse, Kendrick's verse on Goosebumps.
Yep.
And Travis just looked at him and said,
yeah.
He just not
bro, the security guard tried to take the mic out of my hand at that one, too.
Yeah.
And then Travis took it out of his hand and gave it right back
is that,
to me.
Is that when we passed to each other?
Yes. No, yeah, that but for Biebs in the trap. Okay. So that was first.
He had for two different songs that night.
Yep.
We was lit, and he was lit. James Harden was in the back.
Everybody was lit.
Everybody was there. And it was crazy because Travis went.
What weekend was that? Summer League?
It was October.
Was it summer?
I guarantee it was October. I put that on everything.
Yeah, Daniel knows. So.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Oh, it's
that's a little overconfident, maybe. Maybe not everything, but
were you guys sure. With me with when J.R. Smith sprayed?
No.
Oh, that was me, bro. I was there when J.R. Smith like sprayed everyone.
Oh,
when he the whole shirt off.
Yeah, when Cleveland won that championship.
Bro, it was like a Tuesday night. It was like a Tuesday night. I remember me because Jamila hit us up and he's like, "You guys want to go to the after party?" And I was like, "Hell yeah!" So then me and Reggie just pulled up, and then I just showed up. J.R. Smith, no shirt, spraying the whole club with champagne.
Wow. Crazy. I remember that video going viral, too. I seen that video of it. Didn't he do it over, like, a bottle service girl?
Everyone. Like right there, yeah. He got her really. Bro, Raggy got me on New Year's. Awesome.
Oh, your whole back was soaked.
I looked at Quay's store the next day because I was like, bro, why is the back of my shirt so, like, crispy?
Ew.
Bro, that champagne shit sticks. And I was like, bro, I look at the video, and I'm spraying it. Everyone's spraying their bottles, and Raggy's, the first spray, just goes all over my back.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Raggy.
Yeah. That man's a character.
That shit sucked.
What was it? Yeah. Next note you had.
Next note, bro. You just be talking, you know.
Yeah, I feel like we've just been on the Vegas subject for a while, and we got to save that for like actual story time, so we can like break that shit
down.
Bro,
we got so many stories from Vegas.
Oh my God,
we giving you guys short details. Yeah, man. We could tell you every hour of the day.
Yeah, every one of these stories that we've been talking about, a little bit of it, we'll break every single one of these down, so you can really understand. Yeah, that shit was a movie.
Summarize. This is just a summary of a couple of our stories. It's not the full thing yet.
Just to give you an idea,
concept of it,
how this should be going down.
And then I'm gonna go ghost on you guys for like 6 months. I'm gonna be like 50 Cent and then drop another one.
Shut up.
That'd be sick.
Now we coming that. Regular.
I just
regular,
get into a really like a really serious story and just like I was like ah. I was like, oh, yeah, I think I'm going to retire.
I'm already thinking of a few, and I'm like, oh, bro, oh, my goodness, you are crazy.
Nah, yeah. Episode He's one, we're not going to, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. That shit is crazy. Some crazy shit.
Crazy stories. I mean, that's crazy. Like, you went through Vegas, now you're back in Salt Lake City, and it's like, it's a whole new you now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got that bar going on. I know we touched bases on that. But, like, when you – did you always live in Salt Lake City? Like, were you born here? No, you weren't born here.
I was born in Africa, man. I'm real foreign.
Yeah.
Real deal.
Real deal. I check my ancestry. My 23andMe, I'm 100% full-blood African. But, yeah, no, I came here in, like, 1999.
Okay. And it's crazy because, like, everybody around you is really, like, stepping up, too, like, ownership-wise.
Yeah, everyone's bossing up. Speaking of one of them, he's on his way inside the door right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mr. Friesman?
Yeah, we have a guest in the house.
We have a guest in the house.
But yeah, no, like, all those other little, like, memes and, like, posts, those, like, inspirational posts, I just see where it's, like, keep the people that motivate you around you, and then you'll, like, absorb from them. Like,
yep.
That shit's real. Like, it really is real. You put yourself in a room where, like, people are successful. Like,
it rubs off.
It rubs off. And it's the easiest motivation. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been in the room with like millionaires, billionaires. Like I've been on phone calls with millionaires, and like one of them's like, "You want to see some motivation?" Show me like their account. And I'm just like, damn, like
yeah. I know people always showing their numbers to you. They're like, "Yeah, this is what I'm working with."
But like, it's crazy too. Like now, from the palace doing all that, it's like since like they see what the palace is, it's like people just throw money at me. Like just for like everyone wants to get in.
You're making a statement, bro. I'm proud of you, man.
Yeah,
yeah, but you know what I mean. It's kind of hard when someone's like, "Yo, let's put $1 million in something." I was like, "Bro, that's $1 million." Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, I'll put in the work and I'll do it, but it's like, damn, bro, like, I'm low-key in debt $1 million to you right now. Like,
yeah.
I have to make you your money back and then some.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, it's like, it's not little boy shit anymore. It's like,
no, bro, sir.
It's like,
yeah.
You're really taking it on.
So, yeah, I have to level up, bro. I got to slow down. I'm trying to slow down. I used to party every day. I party hard on the weekends. Like, yeah, I need to slow down this year. That's one of my, like, goals this year, too.
Oh, yeah, let's get into that. What are your 2022 goals?
Be on my money shit.
Yeah.
Focus up, you know.
Chick, chick.
Build the palace up. Get ready for the other spots that we're getting. Trying to get – bro, this is, like, my grind year, like, my real grind year, just to really, really establish myself because 2023 is what – that's my year where I'm just going to be like, yes, I did it.
Yeah, that's – yeah, it's – lining up perfectly too with the All-Star game.
That's the goal. Yeah. One thing is, bro, I don't know what it is. Like going through like trials and errors of stuff, like the timing of stuff is just like crazy.
It's wild, huh? Yeah. Because
like the grand opening for the Palace, like the day before the grand opening, the Masked Man that went away. Boom. Instant hit.
Crazy.
Everyone's inside now, everyone's outside. That was so dope.
Yeah.
And then these next two spots is going to be like perfect too.
Yeah, facts.
Those next two spots are going to be crazy.
I feel like that goes back into what I was saying about like putting your energy into the right place. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I feel like we've always kind of, I feel like maybe even before we even knew like the definition of manifestation, even for me.
Look, we got Mr. Cordero. Oh, yeah. You gonna come in the camera or what?
Yes, sir.
We got a seat. We got a seat for you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What's goody? Yo, what's goody goody? The big boss man himself. Say what up, Cordero.
Come sit on this side. The camera right there. We got.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You want to go ahead and introduce yourself, my brother?
Curtis, the price went up.
Doop, doop, doop.
Surprise, man. Corner stock.
Doop, doop, doop.
Rocking like cutoff stock.
Doop, doop, doop.
Yes, sir. And the price been going up for a minute now, too.
Been going up, man. The bar high. Standard high. You know what I'm saying? We got to just keep raising the bar like Verizon.
Yeah, no cap. I think, honestly, like, you and Manson, but especially, like, I feel like you've just been on your shit basically as long as I've known you, because I think I got introduced to you through the O2. And you were actually the first person to ever give me a job, so I'll always, like, give you flowers to you, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. And now you just took it to a whole another fucking level, bro. Like, you really out here doing it. I don't think like anybody else, bro. Real black-owned business shit representing, bro. We all proud of you, man, for real.
You know, I'm just trying to build a portfolio, and, you know, I'm looking like, we all looking for generational wealth for our kids, you know what I'm saying? So that's what the goal is, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, I've given a lot of DJs their first jobs in this state, probably at least enough I can count on one hand, but it's all about, you know, growth and development in this city. You know, Salt Lake City is our city. We bring the culture here. It's us. Everybody in this room is what this city is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we all contribute, and we've all been building, and it's just becoming what we've always wanted it to be. And you know, that's what happens when you put a bunch of geniuses together. So,
yes, sir. Yeah, so you and Manson have kind of been, like, obviously you guys are the older ones in the crew. Maybe talk about how, like, you've seen the city develop over time. You know what I mean? Like, where it was when y'all was running around as little jits compared to now where y'all man, starting to run shit
man,
for
I
real.
I really know this guy. His mom just left him at my house. His mom really left him in my house when I was, like, what?
How old was that? We was young. We was kids, bro.
06?
Oh, yeah. We was like...
Nah,
we was young, bro. Like, my mom and his mom worked together as friends and shit. And how we became friends was, bro, I got dropped off over there. I didn't even know this dude.
We didn't know each other.
First time ever meeting him. And, like, ever since then, fucking 15, 20 years later, we going crazy still. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ain't never looked back.
Yeah. It's my day one.
Right.
You know, from Best Fan. And by the way, his Corner Stop, too. Shout out Corner Stop, man.
Yes, sir.
Like, that's where we really touched down was Corner Stop, because that's where we met, was in that neighborhood.
Literally in that neighborhood.
Yeah, took it back to the block.
We used to go to that store.
That store is called the Corner Market Store.
Yep. We used to steal candy.
And
we'd go
there and steal candy, nigga. Little kids and shit, bro. We'd be looking over nah, nigga, shit.
Put in the hoodie, bro. We used to watch them get robbed every day from my porch while we just sitting on the porch.
Man, that's wild.
Remember that time on the porch? We was like 13, bro. These old ass niggas put us with crazy AKs on us.
Oh my God. Yes. Man, we some young ass kids. We got dickens gangbanging in our neighborhood. Just like, we're just sitting on our porch, bro. We're like, literally, I'm in elementary school and they're just gangbanging on us.
Right, we was little kids, but you know, now we grown men. But yeah, man, like, just a little bit about Salt Lake, where we was at. You know, back when we were growing up, there was Vortex. So that's how O2 came into place. Vortex was the spot. And Manson was outside Vortex before he could even get inside Vortex. This dude was out there when he was like 12, bro, and it was a teenage club.
It was 18 plus. I was jumping the fence.
So Vortex died down, and there hadn't been nothing ever since for the city. So that's when we popped up with O2. We're like, yo, let's run this back, but even better. You know what I'm saying? So we pop up with the next 18 plus spot, and that shit went crazy for a while. It went crazy.
So the city started fucking with y'all.
Right.
Hating.
You know, thing about the 18 plus clubs, obviously we didn't have no alcohol, but you know how it is. Everybody know how it is. They're going to pregame, but then they're going to pull up.
Yeah.
So then that's just how it is, you know.
And they say there are people who are drinking in there.
Right, right. It's always something with the city, man. It's always something with the city, man. Always something with the city.
Yes, sir.
What would we do after that? What would you do after that? No, you were doing concerts, man. We were doing concerts.
Yeah, we did a boot number at YG out here. ASAP Rocky, Waka Flocka, just another Kid Ink. Just another Tyga. Few. Tyga.
Oh, man.
Tyga. We tried to bring Tyga, man. We booked Tyga. We paid Tyga.
Why was Tyga lying to you, texting you, lying to you, saying, oh, yeah, I'm almost there. Motherfuckers at Dre's with Chris Brown.
Tyga going to send us a text like, yo, I'm in the air. You get on Instagram and he in L.A. with Chris Brown. I'm like, bro, you're not in the air. Like, what are you lying for?
Man, hey, we're bringing that back, right? Yeah, we're doing concerts again.
Hey, yeah, we're doing concerts this year. I don't want to say no names. I don't want to give no spoilers, but they're going to be dope.
Yeah, we're going to bring a lot of new artists.
And now it's probably on a whole nother level than probably it was like back then, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Cordero knows the game now because he went through those trials and errors, but he was doing it good until that last shit. But, like, you know the game now, and I know how to bring him in. Me and him, we're going to do really good with this shit.
Yes, sir.
Because we're trying to get I want the exclusive deals.
Yeah, so right before you came in, we were talking about 2022 goals. Manson list off his. I was wondering what yours were.
So, man, with all the businesses going on, we just had our grand opening at Mr. Fry's.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday.
Busy day.
So we just had that grand opening yesterday. It was a busy day, but, you know, I'm going to get, like everything else, I'm going to get it on autopilot. I'm going to have everything running itself.
Yep.
And then for this year, I want to do some expansion. You know, I want to open up a couple more businesses. I don't really have a light on what they're going to be, but definitely expect some shit in 2022.
Are you going to get in the club with me or what?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, no, should we talk about that real quick?
We've been in talks about that previously, so that's something we're going to do for sure.
Yeah, so can we talk about Below Zero yet, or should we?
We can talk about it. We got to put it in there. I want to
put it in the air real quick.
Yeah. Put it in the universe, Manson. Let's go.
So we got Below Zero, something coming with me, Nikos, Cordero, Bear. You know, something special for the city. Something
Shout
new.
Shout out, Bear.
Something new for the city. Something different. We got a chef that's coming in. Shout out, Chef Belvin. We got a chef that just we moved out here from Louisiana. He's going to be the head chef over there. He's bringing that southern food culture out here. We got the we got, it's gonna be real different. It's gonna be like a Nobu towel, but like something different out here. Like Ruth Chris, shout out Ruth Chris. Cordero loves Ruth Chris, but we're gonna do something better than that. But it's gonna
shout out to Shel Belvin making big moves coming to Utah.
New city for him too.
A brand new city. He done ran it up in a couple other cities, but had bring his taste down here. Yeah. We're blessed to have him. I'll be ready for that food.
We're a block away from the Jazz Arena too, so like it's gonna be a good pregame spot and a good after game spot too. So
yes, sir. And speaking of people bringing their taste and their flavor to the city, I feel like we should just mention John Stan real quick. John, you know, we got Stan. Two of y'all wearing the
man,
shit.
Oh, man, I left mine at home.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, much love to John Stan,
John,
man.
Bro, John Stan he's probably the only guy I know that's from a different city that I've met. Because I've met a lot of people that come from somewhere else and come out here and try to do something. Yeah. Like, John Stan's really the, like, one. Him and, what's his name? Tim. I always call him Kudafe. Because every time I meet him, I'm Tudafated. But, yeah, him and Tim, like, they really came out here and just, like, are doing shit for themselves out here.
Yeah. And for the city too, like
they're putting on for the city. They're doing like, bro, this shit's dope. Like, it's different. I like it. I really like it. Can't afford it, but I like it.
Now we gonna get there. You dig?
Now, you remember these John Stan hats right here? You know what I mean? The price went up. They were $100. Yes, now they $200.
You feel me?
They coming back soon.
Yes, sir.
No, the price went up.
Yes, sir.
No, I remember meeting John Stan. And it was at Top Shelf when he was doing a collab with them.
Was it that outdoors in the back?
No, that was Feist.
No, that was Feist. That's when he actually booked us. Like, he was just like, yo, I want you to perform. But prior to that, we did a show at Complex. K the Dog threw that one. Shout out to him. But John Stan, he was in the crowd. And we didn't talk to him after or anything. But he seen me again in person. And he was like, yo, man. Y'all stuff is dope, bro. Like, I really fuck with y'all music. Like, I really want to work with you. Like, let's get involved. Let's really put this culture on. Like, I want to help you out and really broaden your network. And, you know what I'm saying? And, like, try to put you on in other cities. But he's like, let's establish the city and, like, really put on for Salt Lake. He's like, ever since I moved out here, never met so many real people that are really trying to put on and like what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't hate on each other.
Hey, that's the same. Basically, the same shit that Busy said when he met us. Yeah. Like, he thought Utah was going to be nothing but weirdos, and he ended up meeting the coolest motherfuckers in here.
Yeah, he literally said that.
That's verbatim too. I'm not capping. Yeah, like, bro, that's and love to Busy, bro. Yeah. That's OG.
Busy. Hey, but this John Stan had, like, when he made this, like, he surprised me with this, like, for my birthday. So it was like,
Real love, genuine shit.
All I did was post it, and everyone's like, yo, that shit's hard. Like, I need one.
And that's something I'm very proud of our whole crew, man. It's just very genuine. You know what I'm saying?
If you're around successful people and you feel like you're struggling, all you got to do is find your niche. Once you find your niche, you ain't got to try to be hard, like, try hard to do something that you really can't do. Just find your niche.
Just be you. Do your thing.
You're going to find it. It might take years, but don't try hard. Try to be something that you're not. If you find your niche, I swear life will be easy.
Do you, man. Love yourself. Work on yourself always, man. Keep it positive. And that's what we're doing here, and we're trying to, you know, preach that.
We try to put fucking Salt Lake City, Utah on the motherfucking map. I'm tired of people talking shit about us.
Don't sleep on the city. Because, you know, we done worked with a lot of people.
All you LA people are moving out here.
And everybody who comes here tells us the same shit.
I didn't think
Utah was going to be like this. Yep. I didn't think y'all was lit like this. Mm-hmm. I didn't think Utah turned up like this. Like, don't sleep on Utah.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Salt Lake City.
Like all the athletes after college, they end up moving to Utah.
Yeah, and I think another reason is that it's been quiet as far as what Utah really is there's never been a voice for it really.
Yeah.
But now it's like, especially with the Palace, you got people, artists, ball players, whatever, already knowing where to go when they touch down. And I don't think that's ever been the case for anywhere in Utah. So I think you guys are really, really onto something, man. I'm really fucking proud of y'all. You know what I'm saying? I've been looking up to y'all since I met you, and you know, it's very exciting to see what's cooking in the kitchen. You dig?
Hell yeah. And on that note, we're gonna end right here. The first episode, I got my boy 95 Damn, per 2 times. Cordero, the price went up. DJ IMDK, KK behind the camera, my boy Frank. I be forgetting names. God damn, I knew his name was Caesar too. Fuck. Caesar gonna hate me after this. I love you, Caesar.
All right, yeah, appreciate you, Manson, for putting us on your first podcast, man. And let's keep going up this year for real. Let's keep pushing and let's get it going.
Yes, sir.
New changes too when the next one.
Yes, what sir. Else? Let's go.